It was a sunny and very breezy day last Sunday as one small raft came into view. A man who is normally behind his desk or safely on solid ground in any other year is joined by a very small crew and his dog Puppo. They pull into dock on the banks of the Mississippi River in Cape Girardeau. This wasn't his only stop. The journey for Eric Mishy, executive director of Sparrowkeys, started in Minnesota on August 27th and began working his way to Louisiana, setting out on a 1,700-mile, two-month, 10-state journey down the Mississippi River on a homemade raft christened as the SS Hail Mary. The trip was deemed Hope on the River. He carries with him the mission of Help Me Bounce, a donor direct platform formed in 2018. It was set up to allow families facing medical crises to secure funds to cover critical financial needs. But the mission has expanded.
So Sparrowkeys was founded in 1997, and what we do is we help families that are facing a significant medical crisis by helping them pay their bills. So our goal is to try to help them avoid adding a financial crisis on top of the medical crises that they're already dealing with. So we may make their mortgage, their car payment, utilities, God forbid we even do funeral expenses. But the goal really is to serve those families that are dealing with the medical crisis so significant that just even trying to figure out how you're going to pay the bills is really a challenge.
But the trip certainly hasn't been without its challenges. Every stop, he has to pump out his raft that occasionally takes on water.
Almost 100 gallons of water in one tube. So if you figure a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds, that was like having the equivalent of 8 of her on the raft, on the back. All right, Carl.
Mishy, who admits he is afraid of the dark and scared of wild animals, has been eating, living, and sleeping on the raft, so he is not your average captain. With the generous support of his family and friends, the SS Hail Mary raft was built and supported with donations of time, money, and resources from various individuals and organizations. It carries with it, at every stop, the commitment to help families bounce and not break.
Sparrowkeys, like nonprofits all across the country, has been devastated by COVID's impact on the economy. So nearly all of our events that we've had, fundraising events, were canceled or postponed. And so we had to come up with some way to keep the doors open and the lights on. And we couldn't bring people to events. So I came up with the idea that I would bring Sparrowkeys down the river. So we call this trip Hope on the River. And the goal here, one, is to obviously tell people about Sparrowkeys and to share with them what we do, make sure families who need help can reach out to us and learn more about Sparrowkeys. But it's also, we live in times right now where people are really hungry for something hopeful and positive. And I will tell you that from every mile that I've come down on this river, people are looking for that, and they have been giving that to me as well.
Locally, John McGowan helped set up his trip and his accommodations for the trip in Cape Girardeau. His next stop was Hickman, Missouri, the next day, and from there, he continued his journey down the Mississippi River. To read his travel blog for Hope on the River, learn more about Sparrowkeys, and support the organization, you may visit hopeontheriver.com. For KRCU Public Radio, I'm John Moore.